dragon from the forest. And you have been sent out here to relax. Shh, young dragon. For now we must relax with the flowers. Relax. We must. Don't you know it's not nap time yet? So why are you falling asleep? Shh. Become one with nature and slowly sway in the wind. And not crush the flowers by sitting on them. Oh dear. You didn't have to a number on that one. That poor flower must be all that padding you have on. No matter, I will teach you the ways of the forest dragons. Shh. Just relax. Clear your mind and breathe. Forget about all your surroundings and feel your whole body just relax. Just let all your thoughts melt away into relaxation. Wasn't sleeping. I was testing to see if you were truly relaxing and letting yourself go. And you weren't. What's wrong? You can't relax, can you? Let me give you a bottle. Snuggle up in my arms. And I'll give you a bottle of milk, which should hopefully help to relax you. Just like that. That's right. Drink it all up. You're doing very well. And there we go. You finished up all of your drink. Well done. Oh. You're still a very energetic dragon. You need to be calm and just relax. It's quiet time. Close your eyes. Why are you touching my tail? You've never seen one before? Well, doesn't your mommy have a tail? No. What does she have then, little dragon? A human body? My, my, what a beautiful imagination you have. Such a creative mind. You know, young dragon, I think you could do with going to see Ice Dragon. She's currently practicing with all the other young dragons for an up-and-coming play. Maybe you could get a part in it and burn off some of that energy and use that wonderful creative mind of yours to make art.